Okay, we'll call the Los Osos Basin Management Committee meeting to order. Start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Chair, before we start, just want to make sure our heroes at AGP are ready for us. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, we'll go with the roll call.
Great. Director Cody.
Here.
Director Sasania.
Here.
Director Gibson.
Here.
And Chairperson Zimmer.
Here.
Great.
Okay, item four, board member comments. Are there any board member comments? No?
And Mr. Chair, if I could, staff has just a brief public information comment during this particular item. I just wanted to let folks know that we did have a public bid opening on the Cuesta by the Sea monitoring well that you might have seen. But for the public, I just want to let you know that the price of that well came in within budget, about 10% under. So
Good.
We were overjoyed, and we'll be bringing that back to you at a future meeting.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, item five, that's why we're here today, is approve the 2018 annual report.
Yeah. Thank you, Director Zimmer. So in our last meeting, you had a presentation. I actually took some time to walk through the report. I probably won't revisit all those slides. I might just hit on a few key points because I see some new faces. But we did receive a number of comments from various staffs who reviewed the report. Thank you very much for those comments. A lot of good editorial revisions that strengthen the report. We gave you a number of different options today, knowing that we're needing to complete this report and file it for the court by the end of next week, by our June time frame. And so the three options that you have were, number one, to simply approve the report today as drafted and published, to direct staff to make sort of editorial changes and then file the report without another meeting, or if you wanted to, we could come back for a special meeting towards the end of next week. So I have received some feedback from the different staff folks, and I think we're very close. We do have some editorial comments that folks want to make. So staff is currently recommending option two, that you go ahead and approve the report subject to those staff-level editorial changes, and that we get that published by the deadline, by the end of June deadline for the court. So for the members of the public, I just wanted to touch on really what I consider to be the two key takeaways from the report, and this is one of those two up here on the screen. In essence, that we did see a good result on the seawater intrusion front throughout the 2018 timeframe, and you can see the different front demarcations there and the dates. Basically, we've seen a modest reversal in the seawater intrusion front since 2015. And we, of course, would like to push the clock back all the way to 2005 and before with the front location. Also wanted to note that up there where it says critical watch area, that isn't in the typical submarine canyon where we've received the most seawater intrusion. It's kind of off of that canyon. And that's an area that we're watching very closely because we're seeing a slow migration of chlorides, probably due to pumping in that inland lower aquifer area. So the Los Osos CSD is making provisions to modify their pumping strategies there in the next 1 to 2 years. So that's a watch area for us as we start to look at fall data here in a number of months. The other thing I wanted to share is this metric slide, which again I talked about in detail last time. And if you're in the public and want the full presentation, it's published online, or you can certainly see me afterwards. I can get you a copy of it via email. But these are our two key metrics that we're tracking in our lower aquifer. And we've seen in the blue line there, which is a water level metric, we've seen a recovery in water levels since 1990, and that recovery continues. So we're pleased to see that result. We still have more work to do to get that up to the recommended water level metric that's published in the basin plan. And then in the red, we have a metric that reflects chlorides. We want to see that one drop down to that horizontal red line, which is 100 milligrams per liter of chloride. And we saw just a minor change in that metric over the last year. This is the metric that has been refined by this issue of borehole leakage between our upper aquifer and our lower aquifer. So staff did an analysis. It's published in an appendix in the report, Appendix J, I think, where we looked at the relationship between leakage in the upper aquifer and chlorides in the low. And you'll see that analysis in the report. Suffice it to say, that's going to be an ongoing discussion in front of this committee as we try to grapple with a desire to have more monitoring points beyond our normal production wells, but continue to get good data at the same time. And then the last thing I wanted to mention is that our upper aquifer remains safe and strong. We are seeing perhaps early indication of a nitrate response. We had a lowering in the nitrate metric, but it's probably too early to really call that a trend. We want to see that continue over the next number of years, but we continue to see good water levels in our upper aquifer. So just wanted to, for the public who took the time to come out, wanted to let you know the basic status of the groundwater basin. This committee's already reviewed the report once, and they'll primarily be talking about process issues as to how to get this in front of the court. So currently we have pending, as of this morning, a few editorial comments from Slo County and Golden State, which we are prepared, staff's prepared to make those and provide a staff-to-staff red line version to make sure we get all of those covered before we publish this report, but nothing substantive to my knowledge. So I'll be happy to answer any questions on process or the report itself, and we'll go from there.
I'll make the same comment I made last year, is I'd prefer to see this report a little earlier so we have more than 30 days to review this report in the future. And I believe the process is that Cleith Harris produces a draft, and then it goes to your group, and you add Chapter 10, and then we get it. If we can't bring that forward in the year a little bit, I wonder if it's possible even for the for this board to vote to move the deadline for submittal of this report 30 days into the future. If we could agree, I know it's in the stipulated judgment that we've all agreed on this end of June date, but perhaps it's within the authority of this committee to choose a new date.
Staff was thinking about that a little bit actually in preparation for this meeting. I don't know if Erica or others want to opine on that, but it would probably require a filing with the court, and that may not be a big deal to do that. Having another 30 days would be very helpful for staff, because you get all the monitoring data and the lab data, get it all compiled, get the contracts in place, and Cleith Harris has very little time to turn that around. We turn it around in a week or two, but still it only gives you that 30-day window, and it would be nice to have another 30 days. So that's something we will talk about, if that's a big deal or an easy deal from a legal perspective. Don't know if you want to touch on that one, Erica, while you're here. Sorry to call you out.
Yeah, Erica Stuckey with the County Counsel's Office. Yeah, I would agree with Mr. Miller that the court would need to file something with the court seeking an amendment to the stipulated judgment that would change that date, because the stipulated judgment is essentially a document approved and ordered by the court, so that date is fixed.
Thank you.
It still might be worth investigating just to see how big a deal that is. Could you give us, in your opinion, what the most substantial comments have been so far?
I think, to me, the most substantive comments have centered around this borehole leakage issue. Just staff want to make sure it's characterized, not changing any of the numbers, but just the characterization of that. If you looked at the new language in here, they just want to make sure that's precise. And some of it's about rounding and different tables and just editorial things. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just to clarify, the essence in the report to me was that there was established a protocol to be sure that borehole leakage did not unduly affect the results that we're seeing from the chloride metric, and we'll adhere to that in terms of the sampling as we go forward.
Yeah, there's two options in that protocol. One is to pump that well of concern enough to flush out those nitrates, and the other is to just recognize that that data point needs to be carefully reviewed. Adjusted. So more on that coming. You don't necessarily want to be forced to pump a well that's in a poor position in order to grab a sample that you think is valid. So it's really a balance that we're trying to achieve.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we do need public comment on this item. Yes, thank you.
So we'll take public comment on this action item 5. Seeing none. Oh.
Good afternoon. Jeff Edwards here. And given that the essence of our basin management plan are the programs, I have some questions and concerns about the second program, Seawell, that is discussed in the annual report. And there's a timeline associated with that. And given where we're at, I'm not sure it's a realistic timeline. It calls for a spring of 19 to have the test well in the ground, I believe, and the project completed by the same time, spring of 21, if I'm correct. Related to that is the test well and any the current status of any negotiations with the school district, so that would be a question. And then a couple other just more random questions. I'm curious, who gets a copy of this report? And hopefully on that list is the Coastal Commission and the Water Board, as a couple of them. Also, just again as a curiosity more than anything, who's the judge that's assigned to this particular matter? Now, at this juncture, there have been a couple judges. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Lindy Owen. I am apologetic that I did not look at the basin plan because I didn't even know it was out yet. But I do have a couple of questions just to see where things stand. One is, how is Brodersen doing as far as being able to accept that water long-term? And is there proof that it is going into the lower aquifer and stopping saltwater intrusion? And if not data available now, how long would you expect it to take for that data to come to light? And secondly, is there any discussion about the farmers taking offsetting their pumping by taking the water, which is the fastest way to save our basin? And at this point, all we have is dry land farmers signed up. So that was, I'm not sure if that information's in the report, but if it could be addressed, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay. Okay, we'll bring it back. Rob?
Thank you, Chairperson Zimmer. So in addressing Mr. Edwards' comment, so that program Seawell schedule probably is aggressive. We've provided a number of different data sets to the school district for the test well at Los Osos Middle School and are still awaiting that approval after providing a number of rounds of responses to issues. So that is in the approval process right now, and we could use whatever assistance or encouragement this committee can bring to bear to help advance that forward. There was a question as to who gets a copy of the report. Formal copies go to the court and to DWR on the website for all of the SGMA-exempt entities in California. And then, of course, it's published in its final version on the committee's website. So whether we go ahead and transmit a copy to the Coastal Commission and to the regional board, I don't think that's a bad suggestion. We might want to think about doing that.
And I fully intend to get that and the previous year's reports into the hands of the Coastal Commission soon, because we're starting to talk about the community plan for Los Osos, and that's a fundamental foundation of it. So they will have it.
Great.
Sooner rather than later.
Very good. And for Ms. Owen, so it's going to be a slow process looking at the effects of the Broderson discharge. We did see in the upper aquifer a mound begin to develop. That's the first step. And once that mound fully develops, that will provide pressure to force that water into our lower aquifer. So we're at the first inning on that game for sure, and it could take quite some time. And we should see that trend towards a bigger mound developing year over year over the next decade. And then we'll be able to do a calculation as to how much is getting into the lower. And then ultimately we should see, you know, a continued signature of that water getting into the lower. And then I don't have any update on the farmer acceptance of recycled water at this point. And that will probably come back for a future discussion at one of our normal meetings. We do anticipate having a normal meeting in July on our normal kind of two-month cycle with all the typical agenda items. We did this meeting for the purpose of just the annual report. As those of you who read the report, remember, it's looking back. So if it didn't happen in 2018, we don't talk about it in the report, and always seems a little bit out of sequence when you're discussing it 6 months later. You think, well, it's old information. Well, it was information that was current as of the 2018 cycle. So hopefully that makes it clear.
Okay, thank you. So we have a recommendation in front of us.
Option two is be the
option two.
The option that we would recommend.
And that's under the direction that the editorials are mainly minor, no substantive change to any outcomes or anything like that, right? Okay. And any other anything? I know you mentioned the county and Golden State. Any other comments come in?
No other comments.
Okay. All right.
Well, actually,
go ahead, Charlie.
S&T did provide some comments, but we were satisfied with some discussions about our comments.
Okay, good. Right.
Wonderful.
I'll move approval of option two.
Okay. Second?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay.
And I'm happy to do a roll call if you like, sir.
Sure, that'd be great.
All right. Director Gibson.
Yes.
Director Cody.
Yes.
Director Sasania.
Yes.
And Chairperson Zimmer.
Yes.
Passed unanimously.
Okay, we'll move to item six, public comment not appearing on the agenda.
Chance. We're out.
Chance. Great. Okay.
Rancho El Toro.
Yeah. That's where you're headed.
Hearing none. All right. We'll move to seven. We'll adjourn.
Okay.
Meeting's over.
Thank you, folks. We'll see you in July.
All right. Thank you.